Okay.
I want to know if my practice is good.
How is it going?
To be sure.
What?
I want.
Yeah, yeah.
To be sure.
Tell me.
Otherwise,
yeah.
I can be lost for years and not die, not die.
No.
For me, it's better high.
Yeah. What is going on?
When I investigate for when I practice breathing.
Practice what?
Breathing.
Breathing. Yeah. Okay.
Whenever I feel pain.
Yeah.
Whenever I feel pain, I stop. I investigate pain.
No. You only investigate pain when you cannot concentrate on the breath anymore.
Sorry, that's what I meant.
Okay.
Okay. So I focus on the breath. Whenever I have idea, thoughts.
Yeah.
I try to know which senses are involved, if it is seeing or hearing.
No. When you do samatha, when you do calm meditation, when you do breathing meditation, you are not interested in anything.
If a thought comes.
Then you just know thought and then go back to the breathing. Doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of sense you have.
Okay.
And the chicken knows. And that's what where we want to go. We don't want to live in the world of the senses. We want to live in the world of the chitta.
I have experienced the more I know if it is looking or tasting,
yeah,
the less thoughts I have.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe it's wrong, maybe it's right way, but maybe not. So it was wrong way. Okay. I just know the idea and get back.
Yeah. And even then, you know, later on, you know, I mean, you're not even interested. Eh? I mean, the moment you're interested in the thought or in any kind of senses, I mean, you're drawn out. Yeah?
Yeah?
And that's why these senses are coming more and more often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because the kilesas, you know, you have to understand one thing. The kilesas want to pull your interest. If they can pull your interest, you're lost.
That's right. I know.
If you're not interested in what is going on, right? If you're only interested in the breath, right? Then you get down to the knowing.
You will have less and less power.
It's the same with a child. The moment it sees that the parents are not interested in what the child is doing, the child doesn't bother them anymore.
After a while,
yeah,
you will.
And that's the same with the kilesas. That's why I compare them to children.
Yeah, it was not super clear, yes. Now it is. When I work on the breath, I stay on the breath. Whatever happens,
yeah.
Except pain. When I investigate the five colors,
yeah.
I start with body.
Only body.
For example, it can be asubha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have tried asubha a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I felt after a while it slowly came up, slowly.
Yeah.
I couldn't see. But I got really angry.
Yeah.
How do I deal with this anger?
The same way as you deal with pain. First accept it. Feel it. Yeah? And then you want to know what is, you know, what came before the anger arose.
For me, to investigate anger is not like pain, it's like boring.
What?
It's like boring.
How can it be boring? It is boiling.
No. I mean, pain is kind of easy to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult but easy to investigate.
Yeah.
For me, anger is very difficult to investigate. Like boring. Like boring. Boring is difficult to investigate, right?
No, it is very easy. The moment you concentrate on drawing, it disappears.
I'm not at that stage yet.
What?
I am not on that stage yet.
I mean, boring is the opposite of interest. If you're interested in boring, in boredom, if you would be interested in boredom, you know, boredom disappears.
Uh-huh. I can understand it on the...
Yeah, on the mental level.
My mind, yeah, on mental level. But when I get bored,
yeah,
I'm kind of impatient.
Yeah.
So how to investigate impatience? For me, it's different than
interest. That's why you have to first go into it, yeah? You have to first go into pain investigation, really feel the pain. And we don't want to feel the pain. We don't want to feel anger. We don't want to feel boredom. The first thing is, how does it feel?
I have to go deep inside.
Yes, you have to really feel it with the whole body. Feel anger. Huh? And then, you know, feel it, you know, feel it for a few minutes. Yeah. And then you ask the question. But you only want to investigate to get rid of it. That is not going to happen.
That's why.
You want to be interested in what actually is this feeling? How does it feel? Yeah? Is it constant? Is it, you know, just like with a pain? Yeah? And who knows, you know, that there is anger? Who knows that there is pain? Yeah? So you use anicca anatta dukkha. Yeah? You only want to investigate to get rid of it, and that really strengthens it. Yeah?
You're right.
We want to understand, really understand the nature of anger, the nature of boredom, the nature of whatever arises. Yeah. We don't want to fall for the labels of it. Anger, I need to get rid of it. The boredom, I need to get rid of it. Yeah, I mean, really impatient. No, this is all thoughts. Yeah, you don't get out of your world of, you know, delusion. Yeah, in this way. Yeah? You really want. Okay, let me feel it. Let me feel it. Yeah, is it anicca? You know, is it stronger? Is it getting less? Yeah, and then only once you accept it, you know, then you can ask the question: what came before the pain? Or what came before, huh? The anger? What kind of thoughts, what kind of memories flared up?
Okay, makes sense. Okay. Thanks. Like a few times with pain very hard.
And yeah.
I saw myself hitting the clock with my fist. Yeah. Break it apart many times.
Yeah.
So I had, and then afterwards I understood. Mm. So I have to go deep inside, really deep inside. Mm. Not just how to get rid of it. To stay on the surface. Mm.
The moment you get really interested, yeah. I mean, things become interesting and it's not bothering us anymore. And then you ask, what is the difference between anger and pain? How do these two feelings differ? And then you look at the body, you really have to feel it, yeah? Mm-hmm. Otherwise you cannot compare it. We don't want to know, that is the problem, you know? That is also avicca, yeah? Avicca wanting to know, wanting to understand, and not wanting to know, not wanting to understand.
It's getting more and more clear.
Okay.
And thank you for your explanation.